3.62 lakh fresh COVID cases in the last 24 hours, over 4,120 deaths in India. Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal says India should procure vaccines on behalf of states. Says states are left to fight and compete among themselves for vaccines. This is a bad image for India. Little or no COVID testing or diagnosis, how healthcare infrastructure is failing the poor, claiming lives in India's villages. Multiple bodies found buried in the sand at two locations by the Ganga and Uttar Pradesh's Unnao district. The administration to look into the matters. 14 doctors serving at a rural hospital in Unnao in Uttar Pradesh quit from their posts. Say they are tired of unending COVID review meetings and that they are being made scapegoats for the COVID spike. The Prime Minister chaired a review meet on oxygen supply and medicines to battle the COVID-19 pandemic. He asked states to operationalize ventilators. The Drug Controller General of India approves phase 2 and 3 of clinical trials of Covaxin in the age group of 2 to 18. Bharat Biotech to conduct trials in 525 healthy volunteers. COVID crisis in Goa with a high positivity rate after 26 patients died at a Goa hospital. The Goa bench of the Bombay High Court pulled up the hospital authorities. The court says ensure nobody dies of oxygen shortage. A hearing is to be held today. And Eid is celebrated with prayers at Istanbul's iconic Hagia. India's COVID caseload has hit 2.37 crore today with 3.62 lakh new infections in the last 24 hours amid growing concerns of patients now contracting a deadly fungal infection as well. The death toll in the country in the last 24 hours has been 4,120. This has taken the total death toll in India past 2.58 lakhs. Now, the worrying story that we're tracking is from Uttar Pradesh. 14 government doctors in Uttar Pradesh are now in charge of rural hospitals in the district just 40 kilometers from the capital of Lucknow have resigned from their posts, saying that they are being made scapegoats for the rise in COVID-19 infections in the district. The doctors are in charge of community healthcare centers and primary healthcare centers in the district. Both these places are rural hospitals that provide frontline healthcare to villages. 11 of the 14 doctors who signed on the joint registration letter visited the office of the Unnao Chief Medical Officer on Wednesday evening and handed over the letter to his deputy. The contents of the letter that have been reviewed by NDTV say that despite working hard in the COVID pandemic, punitive action and bad behavior is being meted out to the doctors without any basis. Let's shift our focus to the other big story we're tracking. States are facing a massive shortage of vaccines across the length and breadth of India, bringing the vaccination drive to a complete halt for many states who just don't have vaccines to give to the 18 to 44 age group. At least 10 state governments are floating global tenders to acquire the requisite stock of vaccines. On Tuesday, Delhi, Karnataka, Andhra Pradesh and the Telangana governments have decided to issue global tenders for procurement of COVID-19 vaccines as the domestic supply has dried up. It can't keep pace with the rising demand. Now, while the states of Uttar Pradesh, Maharashtra and Orissa have also issued global tenders for procuring vaccines as quickly as possible, this beckons the big question. Are all states now just going to be fending for themselves as far as vaccine is concerned?